Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Samuel 17, David had been out with the flocks, playing his harp out in the night air. His daddy sent him to his brothers who were on the campaign against the Philistines. And there was this dude called Goliath, and he was a big boy. 8, 9 feet, 600 pounds, 700 pounds. Everybody say, big boy. And he wasn't just a big boy. He had been trained in the arts of war since he was a little child. And he was a killing machine. Everything about, that was his whole identity. Everything he was, every breath he took, every meal he ate, that was his identity. And he'd obviously killed a lot of people. And he went out and dared the whole army of Israel for them to send anybody to him. And he's ribbing them. I mean, this is going on for day after day after day. Are you men or mice? Send me a man. I thought you came out here to fight. Are you telling me there's not one man in the whole bunch of you that's not yeller? He did this for days. And he must have been a bad looking man because nobody moved a peg. Right? I mean, nobody moved. And there were some warriors in this bunch, but nobody said a peep. Nobody said somebody ought to do something about that. Nobody. It was just quiet. And he'd tell his speech and go. And the Bible said he cussed them. He talked bad about their mama. I mean, he talked bad about God. He's trying to stir something up. And he is so mean looking and so big and so bad till nobody would touch him. And David came, probably a teenager. Looked more like a model than a warrior. That big tousle of hair and fair complexion. Musician, singer. And he shows up and he hears this guy. And he says, hey, somebody needs to shut him up. He looked around and somebody's got to shut him up. Did you hear what he said about your mama? Did you hear what he said about Jehovah? Somebody's got to shut him up. Made his brothers mad. Because they had been there and they hadn't said nothing for weeks. And nobody else had. And I mean, this was such a deal, such a stigma, until the king had posted this huge reward that whoever was man enough to go meet this guy, and if he took him out, he's going to get to marry the king's daughter. He's going to be in the royal family. And now his whole family never have to pay taxes again. There was a lot of incentive going on. And still, nobody moved or said a word. You know the story. David said, I'll go fight him. He couldn't have been looking at this guy's size when he made this decision. Right? He's not a man. He's a boy. He's not a warrior. He's a shepherd and a musician. He couldn't have been looking. He couldn't have been magnifying how much a guy weighed. He couldn't have been saying, how tall you think he is? Got to be a bit of 9 foot. Man, how big you think his arms are? That's got to be a 35-inch bicep if I've ever seen one. I bet you weigh every bit of 700 pounds. Look at the size of that spirit. How many is that? He could not have been doing that and made the decision. Could he? How many understand there are things in your life, they're there, they're in your face, but you must not look at them? You know what the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 4:18, we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. Can you do that? Can you stand there looking at this thing? It's there, you see it, but you don't see it. You choose not to look at it, you choose not to dwell on it, you choose not to think about it, you choose not to talk about it. He must have been convincing. He was so convincing to the guys, he got audience with the king. And when the king heard it, he was so convincing to the king, you know, he's looking at him, he's a boy, but he's thinking, there's something about this kid. I know it sounds ridiculous, but he may have a shot at taking him. And they let him go. The whole thing is miraculous. I mean, that they, next thing you know, he's standing out there on the field saying, what'd you say about my mama? You want a man? I'm your man. Here I am. He couldn't have been looking at the size of this. He couldn't have been thinking about how strong he is or how many people he's killed, how many notches is on his spear being. Couldn't have been thinking about all that. What did he magnify? That giant looked at him and he was insulted. He said, you send a kid out here with a stick? Am I a dog? You go, come on, boy. I'm going to feed your flesh to the birds today. You come on. David pulled out his sling. He said, you come to me with your 700 pounds. You come to me, your big spear and all your stuff. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. I come to you in Jehovah's power and ability, and I'm going to feed your flesh to the birds and all your brothers and cousins and kinfolk too. And he ran towards him. How could he do that? How could he do that? He can only see God. Did you hear this now? He doesn't see a giant. He didn't call him a giant. He said, you uncircumcised Philistine. Amen. Didn't call him a giant. Didn't call him a man-killing machine. 700 pounds of muscle and trained assassin. No. Uncircumcised Philistine. You are nothing beside God. And he ran and met him. Wound up that sling and bing, right between the eyes. And the bigger they come, sound like an oak tree that just been, boom, he bounced and all of his armor and spears fell off the side and it was over. It's like that. How many believe God can do that same kind of thing in your life? And my, no matter how impossible it seems, how huge the debt, how terrible the disease, how far gone the situation, can you have faith like David? Yes. Can you? Yes. You don't have to be well known. You don't have to be able to quote all the Bible. You just must believe God's bigger. You must believe he's bigger. Do you believe God's bigger than cancer? Yes. That was weak. That was too weak. Come on, now think about it. If it's you, if it's your relatives, if it's somebody you're standing with, is God bigger than cancer? Yes. Oh, there's no comparison. Is he bigger than AIDS? Yes. Is he bigger than high blood pressure or diabetes or any? He's bigger. Yes. What is cancer beside the creator of the heavens and the earth? Yes. Nothing. And that's how you got to think, and that's how you got to talk. What will help you get in that frame of heart and mind? Praising God. What will help you stay in that place? Praising God. When it comes up. Now see, use it like a weapon. Use it like a defensive and an offensive mechanism. When you get a bad report, what's trying to come in? The enemy's trying to come in and say, oh, this is bigger than you can handle. You're done now. This is it. You're dead. Your finances are ruined. That's it. You're done. What must you do? You do not let somebody just feed that to you the rest of the day. You do not just sit down and think about that and talk about that. What do? You say, oh, no. God has brought me through again and again and again. He's healed me again and again. He's paid my bills. This is nothing. This is nothing. And then you tell God, God, you're bigger than this thing. I know you are. This is easy for you to fix for me. This is easy for you to heal. This is easy for you to bring this money into my life. This is easy. And I'm just going to go ahead and thank you for doing it right now. And you thank him and you praise him. And you thank him and you praise him. And thank him and you praise him. And while you're doing that, you're not sitting there thinking about how bad it is. You're not laying there feeling sorry for yourself. This is how you do it. This is how you come out. This is how you win again and again and again. You magnify God. You magnify, what did our text say? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. What else? Huh? Well, you better turn there. You're close by. Psalm 34. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise, magnifies God, glorifies God. Helps you get out of the depression, out of the fear, out of focusing on the problem. Praise God. What's $1,000,000 to God? What's all the debt you've got added up, multiplied times 1,000? What would that be to God? Nothing. Is it easy for him to bring the money in for you to pay that thing off? Yes. Come on now, easy. Is it easy for God? All you got to do is expect it. You don't have to make it happen. You just expect him to do it. And it's easy for him. He created the sun. He made the planets. He made the ocean. He made the mountains. Hallelujah. He made gravity. He made light. This stuff is nothing for him. So easy for him. The prophet said, ah, Lord God, you've made the heavens and the earth by your great power. Nothing is too difficult. Nothing is too hard for you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.